Carson Attractions in Tulsa, Oklahoma was the foremost ticket facility for events at the Maxwell Convention Center, now Cox Business Center, for over 40 years. The story begins with the manager of famed Irish opera singer John Francis McCormick, who is given credit for the beginning of Carson Attractions in 1916. John McCormick was going out on tour for the first time in the United States, and his manager wanted someone on the local scene to handle the promotion. The manager knew of Robert Boyce Carson, who was the music director at Kendall College, which later became the University of Tulsa. Robert Carson said, "We don't know anything about presenting or promoting events." And the manager said, "We will teach you." Eventually, over the years, Robert and Beatrice Carson became involved in promoting many opera singers and choruses who were on tour. The events were held at Convention Hall, 105 West Brady, which became the Tulsa Municipal Theater. And when the Mayo family bought it, it became the Brady Theater, or the Old Lady on Brady. Richard Dick Carson, the grandson of Robert and Beatrice, spent many days in the 1940s as a youngster in Convention Hall, while his parents also became involved in the business. It is Dick Carson who becomes the storyteller of Carson Attractions, which includes Elvis, James Brown, Hello Dolly, ticket scalping, stock car racing, and hard work. So listen now to the Carson Attraction story on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.